be with brother and sister in Christ, and to continue to put God first, to continue to be encouraged, to continue to fight that good fight. This evening's lesson is going to fall along with this morning's lesson. As we talked this morning, we went forth and talked about how we need to be courageous. We talked about how we need to be brave as Christians and followers of Christ, and brought out some examples of that and some points in the Bible at just God commanding some certain people, and of course commanding His people to be brave and courageous, to stand fast, and to continue to fight that good fight. And so one of the reasons we have to be courageous, of course, we might think of is, one of those points is that we have to be willing to go and teach. And as we go and teach the Word of God, it gets hard because we end up teaching against what other people don't like to hear. And in doing that, often it can hurt relationships, it can break families, and we can be rejected, and most likely will be. So what I want to talk about this evening is being rejected. And to that mind, like I said, it kind of falls along this morning's lesson of reason why we need to be courageous. And see that as Christians, we will be rejected. Just time and again throughout the Word of God, messengers of God get rejected. And so this evening we'll be looking at a few examples as we go throughout the lesson and looking to the Word of God to see that as Christians we will be rejected. And so to start off with, if you want to open up your Bibles to Matthew chapter 21. In Matthew chapter 21, and starting here and in verse 33. Matthew 21 and starting in verse 33. It says, "Hear another parable. There was a certain landowner who planted a vineyard and set hedge around it. Dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. And he leased it to vine dressers and went into a far country. Now, when the vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the vine dressers, and that they might receive its fruit. And the vine dressers took his servants, beat one, killed one, and stoned another. Again, he sent other servants more than the first, and they did likewise to them. Then, last of all, he sent his son to them, saying, 'They will respect my son.' But when the vine dressers saw the son, they said among themselves, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and seize his inheritance.' So they took him and cast him out of the vineyard and killed him." And so as we look at the parable Jesus gives here, he gives us the parable of a master who created something, who built this vineyard, allowed others to use it, allowed others to work there. And when it came time to reap the harvest, came time to get the fruits that was being made what he created, he sends his servants to go get it. He sends his servants to go out and to work it, to receive what they had been working for, what he had paid for, and they killed him. They stoned one, beat one, killed one. He sent more, they did the same. Sends his son, they do the same. They were rejected. The world does not want to receive the truth. They do not want to obey the master. And that's a perfect example as Jesus tells this parable, explaining everything that we study as we all go through the Old Testament all the way up to this point. Of course, he's leading them to his life as Jesus is teaching this. His son, the Son of God. And we'll get to that here towards the end of the lesson. In Luke chapter 13 and verse 34. In Luke chapter 13 and in verse 34, if you turn along with me there. Again, here it says, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you were not willing." Again, here it brings out, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you kill the prophets, you cast them away." And Jesus is saying here, "Oh, how much I've wanted to gather you together. I wanted to protect you under my wings. I wanted to shelter you and guide you in the right direction. But you denied it." They rejected the ones they sent to protect them. The ones they sent to warn them. The ones they sent to tell them what they needed to do to make their lives right. And we need to understand, as servants of God, and as we read Matthew chapter 28, and we see there, he says, go make disciples. Or if you're reading Mark, go into all the world, go into all the creation, preach to all. So often we get caught up in a mindset of, well, you know, does door knocking really work? Well, does inviting people to church services really work? Oh, does this, you know, again, time and again, the Bible shows us, the Bible tells us, shows us that we are going to be rejected more often than not. Look, that doesn't stop God from telling us to go. From going and teaching, going and shining your light, going and inviting others to hear the Word of God. Yes, we are going to be rejected. Yes, there are going to be those who do more than just say no. That'll probably yell at you, or, you know, I always remember one time, it was just so rude, the way they, you know, I'm going forward, we're passing outdoor hangers, and if someone was outside, you talk to them, and so I headed to them, and then he had a fence in, you know, no thank you, I didn't get to the fence, you know, just no thank you, man, just go on your way. I was like, well, we're just, I can, no, man, just sent you on your way, you're like, okay, you know. Of course, I know, with the world, we never know what someone's selling, never know what someone's doing. And so that's the mindset people have when we might be going out and trying to spread the Word of God. But we still have a task, a command that God has given to us. So we study throughout the Old Testament, we study about the prophets, how often the prophets were rejected. How often the prophets were not received. Again, I brought it up this morning when we talked about Jonah. Jonah, you know, we talked about it this morning that he did not do it because he was afraid of what the others would do to him. And instead, actually, they received it. You know, the one thing we get focused on, we focus on Jonah and his bad attitude and him not willing to go follow God and what God had to do to get him to go. But, you know, when they heard the message, they received it. You know, we often overlook that part of that story of Jonah, those four chapters, and look to see that the people heard the Word of God and they repented of their sins, and they did receive it. But that's not how it usually goes. Usually they reject the words of God over and over again. In Romans chapter 11, and you read here in verse 2 and 3, and it says, God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. Or do you not know, the scripture says, Elijah, how he pleads with God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars, and I alone am left. They seek my life. Of course, we could go back and study that, right? We can go back and read what took place here. That he just had performed a wonderful miracle in front of him. He had defeated many false prophets here. And so he's so excited. He thinks things are going to start working well. And as this good thing just took place, it just turns around in an instant. And his life is threatened. He comes back and says, they won't receive you. They rejected me. They want to kill me. Even with that performance that God had done through Elijah, even in defeating all the false prophets, they still rejected this prophet. They still rejected Elijah, the message that he was bringing. So much that it scared his life that he was willing to flee, willing to run. We have to understand we're going to be rejected. 2 Chronicles chapter 24. 2 Chronicles, turn along with me there in chapter 24. 2 Chronicles 24, and starting and in verse 19. And it reads here, it says, yet he sent prophets to them to bring them back to the Lord, and they testified against them, but they would not listen. Then the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada, the priest who stood above the people, and said to them, thus says God, why did you transgress against the commandments of the Lord so that you cannot prosper? Because you have forsaken the Lord, he also has forsaken you. So they conspired against him, and at the command of the king, they stoned him with stones in the courthouse of the Lord. Guys, he was rejected and he was directly sent by God.
I mean, go back to Moses. Go back to Moses. When God chose Moses, it always gets me. You know, of all the things that Moses complains, he sits there, I'm not a man of words, I'm not this. You know, God says, go to the Pharaoh, he's not going to listen to you. I'm like, well, why am I going to the Pharaoh? I mean, you just told me he's going to harden his heart. You just told me he's not going to send the people out. Just do what you're going to do. Why do I got to go? You said he's not going to listen. God tells us the people are going to reject the word. They're going to reject the truth. So it shouldn't surprise us when we go out and try to find the few. Again, we get focused. Remember the song 99:1, going back to the Bible, that Jesus is searching for the one out of 100. It's probably greater odds than that. That is one that has left the 100-fold. And we're going out trying to find straying ones to bring them into the fold. Ones that haven't even obeyed yet. As messengers of God, we are going to be rejected. 2 Chronicles 36 and verse 16. 2 Chronicles 36 and in verse 16. It says, but they mocked the messengers of God, despised his words, and scoffed at the prophets until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people till there was no remedy. Again, here they mock the messengers of God. They continue to reject and they continue to decline. They do not want to hear, repent, for the Lord has come. They don't want to hear, turn from your ways, it is wrong. They don't want to hear it. Isaiah chapter 30. Isaiah chapter 30, if you turn along with me here in verse 9. Isaiah 30, and looking at verse 9, it says, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children who will not hear the law of the Lord, who say to the seers, do not see, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us the right things. Speak to us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Get out of the way, turn aside from the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. I mean, they're just sitting here saying, if you're a seer, stop. If you're a prophet, if you're prophesying good and the truth, we don't want to hear it. They want to chase the Holy One out. Speak smooth things. You know, that takes me to Timothy. As Paul says, that they'll have itching ears seeking whom they will desire to find someone to preach what they desire. If you're not teaching and preaching what they want to hear, then they don't want to hear what you got to say. If you're going to follow in the footsteps of Christ, you are going to be rejected. Time and again, we have example after example of this throughout the Word of God. In Jeremiah chapter 26, Jeremiah chapter 26, and reading here in verse 8, Jeremiah 26 and in verse 8, as it reads here, it says, now it happened when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking all the Lord had commanded him to speak to all the people, that the priest and the prophets and all the people seized him, saying, you will surely die. I mean, look who is turning him away. Who's threatening to kill him? The priests, the other prophets, they don't want to hear what he's got to say. Because it's the truth. Because it goes against what they want to do. Again, in chapter 37 and verse 15. Therefore, the princes were angry with Jeremiah, and they struck him and put him in prison in the house of Jonathan the scribe, for they made that the prison. Again, they did not want to hear what they had to say. They rejected the messengers of God, and that's all that we are. When we go out into the world and we go and try to preach the truth, we go to somebody, we go to family members, members of the congregation, we go to people, our neighbors, or anyone. And they reject us. They are rejecting the Word of God, which means they're not truly rejecting us, they're rejecting God. That is what it comes down to. We got to remember that. Is that the rejection is rejecting God. Going back to 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 7, as they decided that they wanted a king, and how bad that hurt Samuel, and Samuel just felt like he had failed in his job, that they had rejected him, and they would not hear what he had to say. So in 1 Samuel 8, verse 7, as it reads here, it says, "And the Lord said to Samuel, heed the voice of the people in all that they say to you. For they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them." Here, God made it clear to him. They have not rejected you, they have rejected me. In all honesty, that should upset us even more. We get caught up in feeling that we are rejected, and that we've been turned away, and that we don't have a friend. But when we see people turn God away, we see people with souls in jeopardy. And it should hurt even more than them just turning us away. They want to say, we can be friends and we can get together, but don't bring up God. Don't bring up church. Guys, we have to be willing to teach the Word of God. As Paul makes it clear, he says, Jesus is my life. To live is Christ. And so if we're going to talk about life, then we're going to be talking about Jesus. We're going to talk about church. We're going to be talking about heaven. We're going to be talking about avoiding hell. We're going to be talking about making our lives right and how God makes us happy. Jesus also makes it clear in John chapter 15. John 15, and reading in verse 18, says, "If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also." Jesus telling us straight again. And again, it's not that they are truly rejecting you, but they are rejecting Christ that is in you. They are rejecting the Word of God that is coming out of your mouth. Because as long as we're speaking from the Scriptures, they are rejecting the Lord. That's what he says here. He says, if you were of the world, and you went ahead and went along with everything that they wanted to do, then you told them that everything that they did was okay, and you never brought up that they need to start showing up at worship and that they need to do what is right, then they would have no problem with you. You would get along. But the world hated Christ. And therefore, if you are a servant of the Lord, you're not going to do it better than he did. You're not going to be more patient than he is. You're not going to be more loving than he is. More forgiving, more merciful, more sacrificial. He did it the best. And so we are just following in his footsteps the best we can. We often fall short. If the Lord was rejected, we will be rejected also. That's why it comes back to this morning's lesson. You have to be courageous. You have to be willing to put yourself out there and be rejected. To be laughed at, to be mocked, to be completely turned and avoided because they don't want to have to hear about it. They don't want to hear about it. But we have to continue to go and warn the world. Go and teach the truth. Go and try to make disciples. Because we will be judged according to our actions and our choices. And God knows that they are going to reject us, just as Moses, he knew Moses was going to be rejected by the Pharaoh. But yet, Moses still had to go, and we must go also. Don't want to leave without extending the Lord's invitation this evening. If any are here that need to obey the gospel, that are ready to put themselves into the service of the Lord, to go out, to go teach, to shine your light, to be a soldier of Christ, if they're we can assist you in being baptized to have your sins washed away so that you can come up as a child of God. And we want to assist you. If you're here and you need the prayers of the congregation, you need that encouragement to help you to get out there and go do His work, Let it be known as we stand and sing.